This is Morning Edition on KUNC. The Northern Integrated Supply Project, also known as NISP, is a proposal to build two new reservoirs in northern Colorado. One would be northwest of Fort Collins, the other northeast of Greeley. Water for those reservoirs would come from the Poudre River, but before they can be built, the project needs approval from the Army Corps of Engineers. The Corps will be releasing a new environmental impact statement on the proposal tomorrow. And KUNC Stephanie Page Ogburn is here to discuss the latest on that. But Stephanie, before we get into the impact statement, remind us again why NISP was proposed in the first place.
Sure thing. So NISP is a proposal for two new reservoirs. It was put forth by Northern Water. That's the water utility that runs the Colorado Big Thompson Project. Its goal is really to provide water for Northern Colorado's growing population. I spoke with Brian Werner. He's a spokesman for Northern Water. He actually took me out on a tour of one of the proposed reservoir sites just north of Fort Collins.
The participants in this, four water districts and 11 cities and towns, have seen their growth rates from about the year 2000 skyrocket on them. And they've been saying, we need water for our future residents. And they came to us and said, can you help us?
Each time the proposal to build the reservoirs has been in the news, there has been local opposition to the fact that the water would come from the Poudre River, in part because it's a wild and scenic river that people want to protect. And the main group challenging NISP is Save the Poudre.
Save the Poudre was formed in opposition to this project. There's other conservation groups in Colorado. They're not totally opposed to building the two new reservoirs, but they are questioning whether it's necessary and whether it's necessary right now. I spoke with Bart Miller. He's with the group Western Resource Advocates based out of Boulder. He says a project like this, even though the dams are not on the river, would still have a big impact on it.
The biggest hit that the river will see would be in the spring months when the runoff happens, and it could be as much as 70% of that water taken off. So that's going to have impacts to recreation and the environment.
Now, how much water would these proposed reservoirs store? How do they compare, say, with Horsetooth Reservoir?
The bigger one of the two is the Glade Reservoir. It's 170,000 acre feet. That's just a little bit bigger than Horsetooth Reservoir. It would actually require a rerouting of 7 miles of Highway 287. That's the road between Fort Collins and Laramie. The other reservoir is called Gailton, and it would be northeast of Greeley. It's a lot smaller. This project isn't cheap. The total cost would be around $500 million. And that's going to be paid for by the communities that are getting the water.
Now, NISP was first proposed back in 2004. The latest Army Corps impact statement, as we mentioned, comes out tomorrow. Why has it taken so long to get to this point?
Getting two new reservoirs permitted and then built is just a long process. There are a lot of steps. This one is taking quite a while. In 2008, just for a little history, the Army Corps issued a draft environmental impact statement and it accepted comments on that. And after that, the Corps realized that this project, as well as a couple of other proposed projects on the Poudre, were using different hydrologic models. So they had to really step back and reconcile all those different models. That's one of the reasons it's taken so long. They were supposed to release this supplemental EIS in 2010, then it got pushed to 2013, and now here we are in 2015, and we're finally going to see this on Friday.
Okay, so we have the supplemental draft environmental impact statement coming out tomorrow. What happens after that?
Well, there will be a 45-day comment period where people can comment on the proposed project. There's also going to be two public hearings, one in July 22nd in Fort Collins and the other July 23rd in Greeley. After the Army Corps collects all of those comments, they'll respond to them and release a final environmental impact statement next summer. That will be used to make a decision on whether or not the reservoirs are built.
And that's going to be when, do we think?
Probably around 2017 at the earliest.
Okay, Stephanie, thank you.
You're welcome.
That was KUNC's Stephanie Page Ogburn talking about tomorrow's environmental impact statement regarding the Northern Integrated Supply Project, or NISP.